I don't know. I mean, honestly, I mean, people have their opinions about, you know, who fits better in the NFL, and that's fine. And I haven't paid much attention to it, honestly. I mean, one of the things I could do is, you know, present JT Barrett the best he could be, you know, be in here, a great opportunity I have here to showcase my skills and, I mean, just focus on things I can control. I'd probably say footwork. That'd probably be one of the top things, you know. Didn't get a lot of snaps under center in college, so being able to make that transition to the NFL, you know, a lot of footwork stuff, time and things like that. I don't know. I really don't have an answer for that. I don't know. I'll be myself. I mean, that's who I am at the end of the day, is JT Barrett. So try to show the 32 teams, you know, reasons why they should draft me. And I think with my skills, I'll be able to do that. Yeah, so with the different drills, go out there and, you know, go through the drills well, the combine drills and also the quarterback drills, and then throwing the football. Go out there and throw the football well. These are receivers that, you know, don't have timing with, so anticipation, that's part of it, and just complete the football. I mean, it was just a great experience overall. It was a great opportunity, the people down there with the Shriners. So with that, I'll probably say the takeaway was, you know, in that short span of time, you know, understanding, I guess, a portion of the NFL offense, the verbiage, you know, going in there trying to get the guys commanding the huddle, all those different things, I think helped me grow at that East-West Shrine game. Biggest question? I don't know. Then I've been asked a lot of big questions. I mean, in those meetings, they want to know what I know as far as my offense at Ohio State. And so with that, I feel like I have a great grasp of what we did at Ohio State. So I'm just, you know, showcasing my knowledge of what we did.
How much do you think having those 4 years of playing experience helps you as you prepare to take this next step in
your career? Yeah, I think Coach Meyer and my position, coaches I had at Ohio State, put me in a great position to be here today. Whether it be the knowledge of the game and being a student of the game and understanding football, to even the guys I went against, you talk about, you know, I was in there with Cardale Braxton and Kenny G at one point, you know what I'm saying, and then constantly competing with the guys that were behind me there. So it was constant competition at Ohio State. So, I mean, I think, like I said, the things I mentioned as far as being prepared for right now, I think that helped me in the past 4 years. How much faith I have in myself? I have some confidence. I mean, I think, I don't know, I'm not the type to voice it. I want to showcase it on the field. So with that, I mean, that's what I plan to do. And I think I did a good job preparing and trying to, you know, be ready for this moment. So I have confidence in myself, yes. I was in Orlando with Tom Shaw at ESPN Worldwide Sports. I think that a lot of our concepts were the same. There was just more verbiage to it. So, for example, we had a play at Ohio State, it would be one word. And whereas the concept of the NFL might be telling three people what to do, but it's the same play. Yeah, no NFL team asked me if I was to play a different position. It's all been about quarterback. Was I surprised that they asked Lamar Jackson? Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I think we all watched football and saw that man. He's dangerous at the QB position, so I think he should stay there. I don't know, right now, not really sure. I'm putting you know, everything I got in this dream that I've had in the NFL. But I think, you know, after football, I'm going to have success in what I do. Yeah, that's my man, Big Daddy Pat. That's my guy.
What impressed you about him at Ohio
State? Pat was a selfless guy. I mean, he was constantly all about the team. Me and him would have great conversations about how we could help, you know, our offense be the best offense it could be, especially in his last year in 2016. He's I think a Buckeye great. You think about him, the things he did at Ohio State, and I'm glad to call him one of my teammates. Yeah, I don't. What? Not understand what's an option quarterback. What's that?
Spread. However you call it, spread quarterback. Quarterback. System
where I get it. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot that goes into that. I'm not the one to talk about it because I don't know. I guess. I don't know. Coach Dan, Coach Wilson, they'll make it work. We were successful this past year, and I think they're going to do a great job of, you know, those minds bouncing off each other and having Ohio State be the best they could be. They got some good quarterbacks at Ohio State. I think they're going to battle it out, and I think the next person is going to do a great job for Ohio State. No, I'm good. Yeah, so I guess strengths of being able to extend plays, have the ability to run the ball, not just I'm not just standing in the pocket in like a light post. So I'm going to move around, be able to make throws on the run, and elevate the game of the people around me. And then things I'm working on is, like I said, constantly working my feet. I think when you look at great throws, you first starting off with footwork, I don't think that's highlighted a lot when you look at that. I mean, you talk about somebody's arm, but at first you have to have your feet in place to go make those throws. So I'm working on that constantly.
What do you think is going to be your success? What do you think is
going to
be Dwayne? What does he do well?
I'm not sure if it's going to be Dwayne, Joe, or Tate. Honestly, I mean, y'all going to follow with it, you know, at spring practice with the Buckeyes. So y'all probably going to know more than I do. Yeah, I think that's going to be a bonus, especially playing quarterback. I think really, when you think about it, it's almost like you can't do enough. You know, you're constantly working something, your mind, mentally. So I think with that, you know, always have the time for football. I mean, it is my job. I'm going to be there and doing extra things to make sure I'm prepared when I go out there and play. Yeah, I think the people he has at Texas, Coach Herman. Coach Herman is a great coach. I think he does a great job motivating people, and he's a great mind of offense. And I think he is going to put people in place for their guys going to be successful. And like I said, I put a lot of money towards Texas being successful. Yeah, I'll probably say it was the private times we had. I'm not going too much into it, but he was a tough coach. I mean, he got after you a little bit, but it also showed how much he cared about you. And then away from the field, he also was there to listen to you and take you in and treat you like he was your child. So that, I think, meant a lot to me as a young guy when he was there. Yeah, I'm really glad that we didn't lose against those guys. So I think That rivalry is always going to be there. I don't think it ever burns out, that fire that we have between those guys, not just teams but fans. And to say that I was part of teams where we didn't lose means a lot to me. Yeah, my knee's doing well. Last thing was what was heard before we played the Big Ten Championship here in Indy, but it's been good. I mean, you got to prepare like your starter. So if I'm backing somebody up, I mean, it takes one play for something to go wrong, and you have to be in that game, and you have to go win the game. And so I'm preparing like I'm a starter each and every week to make sure I'm just at my best.
As a kid from Texas to now to Ohio, how has that development as you as a man and just leaving home to come to Ohio?
Yeah, so I went a little bit of ways from home, but I think it was a great thing for me. My family's always supported me and the decisions that I chose to make, but also, like I said, Coach Meyer and the people he has there, support staff, they helped me, you know, grow up quickly. And so with that, like I said, being away from home, and it was by myself a lot of the times, I was able to grow up and lean on the people that he had there, place at Ohio State, and ultimately made me the person who I am today. My man Cardell, I talk to him on a weekly basis, probably every 2 days. Cardell's calling my phone, and so I talk to him, and then I talk to Braxton back in Columbus one time.
Any specific advice that those guys have given you?
I think one of the main things is just enjoy it. Don't let it stress you out. I think a lot of this is could kind of weigh on you mentally, not so much physically. So with that, just enjoy it and be yourself.
Two more questions here.
I feel like, I mean, if you're going in the first round or you're going in the seventh round, I think that's the, at the end of the day, that's what you want, right? So you need one opportunity to go showcase who you are as a football player and as a person. So, like you said, I just need one opportunity, one team to believe in me, and go show them who I am. Not really. I mean, wherever that is, I'm not putting too much thought up on it, understanding that that's not when the work stops, you know. So I think there's a lot of hype into, you know, the draft and where guys go, and I think that's very important. But also, too, understanding that that's where the work begins. You got to go out there and make sure you make that 53-man roster when that time comes.
All right. Thanks, JT.
Thank you, JT.
Yep.